Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions with the return of Kevin Dougherty and Daryl Mayeski.
What a pro.
Yes.
And it's who's the owner and publisher of Scream Magazine.
That's yes. With two E's.
The wonderful Scream Magazine. Just to bring you guys up to speed, in case you didn't listen to last week's show, Kevin, who's a longtime friend of the show, and Daryl, the wonderful publisher of Scream Magazine, decided to come here and play a little Golden Throats with us and quiz us. What would you call it? Podcast-specific?
Podcast-specific and or related and or adjacent.
Yes.
And all very upsetting.
Yes, Gilbert yeah. is still in shock. We just wrapped the last episode.
Gilbert
has not recovered.
Yeah.
And we were running long, and there's too much wonderful stuff here, so we decided to do a part two. This is part two. We're going to let these guys take it from here.
Have we hit bottom yet? That's what we're trying to figure out, because some of these are almost serviceable. Some of these people we were talking about. Burt Ward, not much of a singer, but that was kind of like the most novelty of novelty records.
Always
you knew what it was.
Yeah. We don't want to recap too much in case they listen out of order.
Okay.
But if you're listening out of sequence, go back and listen to part one, because there's some real gems in there. And these guys did hard work.
Meanwhile, same Gilbert time, same Gilbert channel.
Yes.
The next song is from Chissa, CHISA Records in 1967. It's a song called November Nights, number 12. It's a pretty serviceable song. This is a guy who's been on the podcast.
I'll get this one.
Yeah, it's a...
You say that you're...
I think it's his only record
you
ever.
You say that you know me too well.
Let me hear his voice.
You've seen all my best. And you've
Hard.
Heard all the stories I tell. You've been taken for granted. You're probably right.
Very fond of him.
I'll remember a November night when the dawn on your doorway.
This guy's not a musician?
No, but he comes from a famous family of
and the soft
actors. Actors. I don't want to be so on the nose.
With the touch of your
well.
Hand.
We've had a lot of guests who've come from famous
kind
families
of
actors.
Kind of a hippie icon. Did I mention this is written by Graham Parsons of the Birds?
No, I dig the song.
Yeah, is it not Peter Fonda?
Bingo!
Holy bingo! Gilbert! Nice!
Wow!
This is a song written by Graham Parsons, and I think Peter Fonda was the first guy to record it. And it was the Graham Parsons version wasn't released until some album of demos of his.
What's it called?
It's called November Nights.
I think it's on one of those Rhino boxes that's like the San Francisco Nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
it's on
it is.
San
yeah,
Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just wash up from pulling that out of my ass.
Now I'm sorry I high-fived you.
Yeah.
That is impressive. That's a good double play with Leslie Gore's California Nights.
Oh,
which is a song I love.
Yeah.
That actually isn't bad.
No, it wasn't. It's you know, and it's a great song.
Yeah.
Obviously, if Graham Parsons and it was like, you know, he had some pushback then, but he, you know.
When you said singer from an acting actor from a family, I was gonna go to the Carradines, but then I realized Keith Carradine had an actual recording career.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he had a top 10 hit.
He had a hit.
Easy.
Won a Grammy.
Yes.
And he's done the podcast, right? Keith Carradine?
He has been
yes,
here.
Yes, he does. Yes,
when we were at Nutmeg.
What do we got next? Next 13, number 13.
That was impressive.
I think, wait a minute. David Carradine also did an album as Woody Guthrie.
He did. Bound for Glory.
Yeah, right.
Soundtrack.
That was
a good movie. Yeah. But when you guys pull out the hits of Joyce Van Patten, I'm walking out of
yes.
here. That's when I leave.
Okay, this is a Beatles cover.
Oh. From the album.
And this person's been a guest on the show.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
He's a,
No hints.
Okay.
Till I hear it.
That's Lon Chaney Sr. as the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes.
In the intro.
Wednesday morning.
I know this.
He's a better singer than this.
He was sitting right in that chair a couple of months ago.
silently closing her bedroom door.
He's a bit of a showbiz family.
Leaving yeah, he is. And he's
say more, she goes downstairs to the kitchen.
I know about this record.
Her handkerchief.
Gilbert, I'll give you a hint. He has an Oscar.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Stepping outside, she is free.
How's that for a hint? This is that era when they were doing these really cheeseball Beatle covers and would do them on variety shows.
Yes.
And you'd get Kate Smith and Tony Randall doing Sgt. Pepper.
You talked to him about his Oscar.
His father
and his
was
daughter.
A recording artist. His father was a recording artist that you have great affection for.
Oh, jeez.
Now, if you win this, and if you get this right, we'll give you the pickle in the window.
Okay, all right.
Just don't high-five
him. Oh, wait. This is, Joel Gray?
Yes, it is Joel Gray.
1969, from the album Black Sheep Boy.
The Tim Hardin song.
And he re-released this recently in the original Yiddish.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Pretty great.
You guys could come back and just do like obscure Beatle covers.
Oh, there's
we'll do a whole show of those.
Didn't we mention there's a whole Rhino did a whole?
Yeah, we'll do a future show of those.
Yeah, they this did a Butchering the Beatles.
Butchering
Golden
the Beatles.
Prince. Yeah, Ellie Savalas.
We're trying to remember if Drew did the cover for that.
He might have. That was great. I knew about that one. I almost had to disqualify myself. There's also a really really weird violent Joel Grey Christmas song about tying up Santa and beating him. And do you know this? It's an weird S&M.
Chances are I have it.
Yeah, you say violent, I say erotic. I mean, you know.
All righty, that was great.
A Jewish guy doing a violent Christmas song. I know that's kind of problematic on some levels.
Yeah, we did it. I did a mini episode about obscure. I tried to stump him with obscure Christmas.
I mean, Easter I could get.
Sorry. We pulled out this obscure Danny Thomas Christmas song, the Joel Grey. There were a bunch.
Okay,
that was great.
Number 14. This is a really ratty copy of this song. But this is a song from a podcast guest that's been referenced several times in the show.
I like how Tom's through the glass doing reading along.
We know the song. Aha! Come on, Vegas, you can do it with me.
I know who this is.
Gilbert has to know this.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
Come on, Gil, it's practically from your act.
I think it is from your act.
It's not Tony Orlando.
It's Tony Orlando.
This is the song that he sung with that kid. We got to get a copy of it.
Well, you got one. Be careful what you wish for.
But this.
Where did you get this?
I think this was on YouTube. The 1984 MDA Telethon.
He sang it with a kid.
Yes.
And it was like, it's something wrong in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. It's something bad and it ain't no good. Who are you going to call? Hey.
This is the part of the week where I call my wife room and say, should I cut this? And then I call Dara and I say, Dara, we have a Saving Gilbert from Himself emergency. The alarm just went off.
Let's have a moment of silence for either a pause so Frank can cut or for Gilbert's career.
Fine. Yeah, it's fine. But he's done enough damage to himself.
I'm going to skip this next one. This next one's complicated. This is another thing we found on YouTube, so it's really crappy quality. But this is a dedication to the Gilbert Gottfried Amazing Colossal Podcast Listener Society. You know what this is about? Roll 15. This is from German television circa 1993. It's two television soap opera stars.
This was in Schindler's List.
The subject of this... The singer of this song has been the subject of much speculation on the Listener Society group, and we'll just leave it at that.
Uh-oh.
We gotta
leave that one alone.
Every one of them.
I'm not.
Two of the stars of Dynasty.
I gotcha.
1993 German television show.
All right, so the people who know now.
No.
And we can move on.
It's an inside joke that we'll explain to Gilbert after the podcast.
We'll explain it to him later.
After our lawyers get back to us.
Yeah.
What's number 16?
All right, number 16.
We're protecting the innocent. We'll tell you later.
We'll tell you later.
Okay. Our next track is by an artist.
Nicely done,
though. Who, kind of like Jackie Gleason, had several major albums that were instrumental, but threw his name on there.
But he did like a lot of spoken word.
He also did a lot of H.P. Lovecraft spoken word stuff. Yes.
Love it already.
He has a lot of weird kind of Richard Harris kind of interjections without really hitting a melody.
Roll up, my friends, for the ride of
and he's been
lifetime.
A guest.
It's free to you all. I've no tickets to sell.
He's our only guest that we know of to have had dinner with Robert Mueller.
Come out in the sunlight and see what you're missing.
Recently. Strange.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Carousel.
I knew it without the hint.
He's very British.
On a future.
He had a recording career.
Yeah. He had a lot of records.
Yeah.
He's about 85 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s.
But most of the records he did not sing on.
No, he did a lot. Whatever this is.
I think he was also a conductor for the Big TNT show.
He was a conductor for the Big TNT show. If you were listening to that episode with him, yeah, he's very proud of that.
And this is written by Jim Dale.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't think it was the same Jim Dale. I thought it was just...
Gilbert, can you
get
this?
Gilbert's still stumped.
You get this or do you... If you don't get it, you'll have to say uncle.
Okay, uncle.
What does uncle stand for? What is the word? United Nations Command for Law Enforcement or something like that.
Okay, so who's the singer?
Is this a man from that?
I'll give you a clue. It wasn't Robert Vaughn.
Oh, my God. That guy with the big head from Outer Limits.
I forgot his name.
Michael Callum.
Is he Ilya Kuryakin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, David McCallum.
David McCallum.
Here's the problem. Gilbert has no memory of any of the guests that have been on this show.
But he remembers Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah. If it has to do with this podcast, yeah. I don't know it.
Yeah, if I told him Bishop Tutu had been on the podcast, he would buy it.
Number 17. This is another thing. We tried to find a better copy of this. This is a guy who's been on the podcast like 8 billion times. Anytime you're on a roll. This is a live performance from a television show.
Trombones led the big parade.
Yes.
With 110 cornets.
I know this.
They were followed by rows and rows of the
great singer.
He is.
The queen of every
great recording.
The guy who wrote it's been on I've Got a Secret.
Did you get this off of the Rosie O'Donnell clip on YouTube?
No, it's from the award show.
Grammy, the Tony Awards.
Tony Awards. Nothing, Gilbert? Of every shape and
kind. There were copper bottom
teeth. It's not Richard Kind.
It's not Richard Kind.
But it could be.
Let him hear it.
All along the way. Double bell euphoniums and big bassoons. Each bassoon.
It sounds like an old recording, but it's pretty recent.
Yeah. It's not Robert Preston.
Well, it's not. What's his name? Yeah.
He's sort of doing a Robert Preston homage.
Yeah, because when I saw it, when I heard it was an imitation, I knew
he had to audition for Meredith Willson's Widow.
Really?
To get the part, and he said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna."
If anybody's out there, you want to see what he does? Well, go look it up. The YouTube from the Tony Awards, Craig Bierko doing
that's a very good imitation.
You know, there's a clip of him doing Trouble. On some PBS special.
Really?
Yeah. That was.
He's so fucking good.
He's so good.
His facial expressions are even as good as his singing.
He was born to play that part.
How do you do the music, man, after Robert Preston? I don't even know what. I can name four other things Robert Preston is, but I can't imagine anybody doing it.
They said Forrest Tucker did it at the risk of Gilbert jumping
out.
Forrest Tucker did a very good music, man.
And the rest of the cast stood on his dick.
And the 76 trombones, the 76 referred to inches.
You know, 2 years ago, we went to Warner Brothers, and that's probably one of the only recognizable things on the lot is the town square from the 76.
That's right. It's the gazebo.
Yes, it's still all 76 there.
76-inch bone in the big parade.
Yeah. Bierko is a great talent.
God bless him.
And we love him, and he's a friend of this show. He just got us Beverly D'Angelo, one of our best guests.
Yes, she was great.
Yeah.
Okay, our next song.
We love you, Craig, if you're listening to this.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Number 19.
This next song is from somebody who you definitely know if you saw her, but maybe not heard her. Go ahead.
Yeah.
The cover song.
The cover
song. 1967.
What's the name of the song?
Bend It.
Yeah, that is appropriate.
Bend 1967. She was one of the hottest things on television.
Literally.
I don't know why she hasn't been on the podcast. She's still around. She's still out there. So
bend it. She should be on the podcast.
Yes.
Let me hear her voice.
Is it Barbara Eden?
It is Barbara
Bingo.
Eden.
You know, I was about to say that one. Shit.
This is a cover of the song by Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch.
What?
Who also do, what's the song from the Quentin Tarantino movie? They do a song, it sounds just like this.
Death Proof?
Yeah, but there's a song, they did another song. They had another hit, they're a British group. And the album, it's her and full genie regalia on the cover of the album.
We reached out to Barbara Eden, and we didn't have a lot of success, but we could try again. I think she's one of those guests that kind of sticks to the script.
Yeah.
To protect the legacy of the series.
She's got the same kind of soundbite over and over again that you hear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she had a much bigger career than that series, obviously.
Oh yeah,
Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, Harper Valley PTA,
and much more in the Disney stuff. She had a big career.
Okay, this
by the
next...
way, by the way, Paul just called in. He's got some information about Burt Ward from the last episode.
Fantastic.
Let me patch him through.
Okay, this next track is one of my all-time favorite novelty celebrity songs.
This is 21.
I'll give you a clue. This is track 21. He gave Marlon Brando an offer he could not refuse. Let's hear it.
Richard Pryor?
I don't know how distinguishable this is. This is a wacky song.
I know who you're referring to.
There's a tavern in the town, in the town.
You can see the look on Gilbert's face.
Well, I definitely recognize the voice.
Yeah, no.
And never thinks of me. Very, very well, for I'm
well, Daryl gave it to me with his clue.
It's from 1953.
Let me guess.
Let's
back give Gilbert a clue. It'll help him.
Marlon Brando's a pretty big clue.
What did Brando give to Pryor?
A sweet Polly?
If you were, let me see. You should, if you were in a contest to guess this song, Gilbert, you might be considered an underdog.
Oh my God, Wally Cox!
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, jeez.
I never heard that in my life.
I don't know. Yeah, I think
but
I,
it's the,
I don't,
the Brando clue I gave think it, was it to
just
me.
On RCA Records.
Yeah.
What, a novelty album of yodeling?
I don't think it was an album.
Well, it was a 45.
Wally Cox does the hits of Slim Whitman.
Yeah.
He does.
Kind of does sound like Slim.
That was the B side. I don't remember what the A side was. The B side.
Oh, well, that was very upsetting.
Yeah. Wally Cox yodels?
He's going to scream. He's going to wake up screaming in the night and call me.
These are nightmares.
Well, speaking of nightmares.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And I'm good with nightmares.
You gave him a segue.
Publishing a horror magazine.
Yes.
This next track is probably one of the creepiest novelty records by a celebrity.
I love it.
It goes right up there with Blood Rock's DOA, if you remember that song. But this guy's been on the show.
Yes. He was a DJ at one point, I believe.
Yep.
Not too many clues.
But this is creepy.
The day will come when my body will lie upon a white sheet,
Yeah, I got it.
Deeply tucked
really?
Under four
yeah, this was a big
a
hit.
Mattress,
really?
Located in a hospital busily.
Well, he had a big hit.
Deck of cards.
Yes, yeah. Deck of cards, yeah. Yes. This isn't that old. This is like 1982.
I get them from the voices.
A doctor will determine that
he's got a very distinctive voice.
Yeah. He didn't sound like this on the podcast.
For all
you know.
Intents and purposes, my life has stopped. When that happens,
I'm imagining all of the listeners screaming as they wait for Gilbert.
Life into my body by the use I know. Of a machine. And don't call this my deathbed.
My death.
Gilbert, you
this
want
to this isn't to pay, is it?
No. No. You want us to tell you or you want to press your luck?
And let my body be taken.
He was a game show host at one point, I guess. He was a.
I'd say he's known for being a game show host.
Well, he's also it's very well connected with Elvis in the early days. He was
not the Wonderama.
No.
Bob McAllister, Chuck McCann.
What? Is it? Wink Martindale.
Ding, 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 ding. I think that's it. I think we're out of songs.
We're done.
We have our theme song.
No,
which was track.
No bonus tracks.
No, the only one we got left was what was the number?
We'll have to save that for
another
show.
Number 18. Number 18 is the because we're both from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. So this is all we got.
We'll go out on this one.
This is a song. Do we have enough time? I hope we made the time.
Sure, we got time.
This is a song from a failed Broadway musical from 1963 called Tovarich, which is a musical, or it was a drama in 1933, remade in 1937, and it was on Broadway with Vivian Leigh in for 300 performances in 1963.
And then, you want us to guess the singer?
Here's another hint. It's the background music at every amusement park everywhere in the world ever.
Wilkes-Barre knows about this song. They did it on the Ed Sullivan Show when, you know, Ed Sullivan used to get 40 million viewers.
Are we guessing the singers? Or is this
you'll
just
only guess one singer. You'll never guess it. She's never been on the show. She's dead.
Oh, boy.
We can talk about famous people from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Let me hear
both of them.
Let me hear the vocals.
Easy.
And any of these people famous in the vocals?
The woman is very famous. One of the most revered movies of all time. She's the female lead.
Well, let's see if we can hear her.
Terminator 2?
Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, home of James Caron.
Yeah, you're talking over the vocals, though. I can't hear her.
Mostly dancing. Not primarily known as a singer.
I gotta give.
Vivian Leigh.
Did you say that when you introduced me?
Yeah, I did. Janet you didn't Lee. Even get it.
Was it Janet Leigh or Vivian Leigh?
Vivian Leigh.
Oh, it's labeled Janet Leigh.
I'm sorry. But also from Wilkes-Barre. Who's from Wilkes-Barre? Russell Johnson, the professor, is from Wilkes-Barre. James Caron.
Do you mean Tony Curtis's ex-wife?
No, Vivian Leigh. I think
from
no,
Gone
Vivian
with the Wind.
Leigh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Jack Palance was always
Jack
around Wilkes-Barre.
Jack Palance was, yeah, was it from Wilkes-Barre? Jerry Orbach is from Wilkes-Barre.
And James Caron.
James Caron, a good friend of James Caron I met in L.A., said, yeah, don't bring up Wilkes-Barre. If you ever meet him.
Oh, really?
He didn't have a great time in Wilkes-Barre. He didn't come back to visit, you know.
Darryl, you know what? I got to tell you something.
Go ahead.
James not only came back to visit, he was a guest with me at a Chiller Theater show. And
really?
I saw him a few years ago because he had family in 44 PA.
Okay.
Sweetest guy.
The best
you ever
guy.
Yeah. Would want to meet.
He was a guest. Here.
I got him some Buster Keaton stuff. He put it in the Academy.
The big How Buster nice. Keaton.
And we interviewed him in Scream. Great interview.
Yeah.
He used to call me and we'd yap for
a lovely guy. He and Keaton were friends.
Yeah.
He and Gilbert got on the phone for hours.
Yeah. We used to talk and he'd always go, wherever I called him or he called me, he'd always go, "Hello, my boy."
And he was proud of returning the Living Dead, wasn't he?
He was actually proud
really?
Of Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
Really?
Whenever I would see him, but yeah. And he loved Return of the Living Dead,
That's
you know?
That's great stuff.
But
he used to say to me, "Tell your wife she has all my sympathy."
So tell us about Scream Magazine. Darryl, what year are you in now? And
Dear God, I don't even know what year.
Okay.
Started in 92.
Okay.
And we're a national publication. It's
I believe that would be 27.
Yeah, something like that. And We're in your Walmarts and Barnes & Noble, and you can pick us up directly online at Screamag, S-C-R-E-E-M-A-G.com. We do two covers for every issue. We do one for Newsstand and one for direct through Diamond Comics, a limited edition.
A wonderful magazine that should speak directly to fans of this show.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going on with the Drew documentary, sir?
Soon. Soon. It's coming out. It'll be somewhere before the end of the year. We've got a distribution deal with Shout Factory and Stand Up Records via...
And the title is still the Vermeer of the Borscht Belt.
It's that or Judots.
Judots.
One of the first things you see in the forthcoming trailer is before you see anything, you see space. Let me paint a picture for you. There's space, a vista of the music from 2001, and then you hear... Judots! Judots!
I was going to say, why don't you bring Gilbert in as narrator?
He's the first thing, I think, the first human, I think, that appears in the film.
Well, I had a blast. I'm so glad you guys came and did all that work. We're grateful to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Got a lot of stumpers. Gilbert's stunned.
Yeah.
He's exhausted.
Gilbert's not going to recover from this anytime soon.
No.
How about that Odd Couple cover?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're so vain.
Each one was more disturbing than the last.
And thanks to Tom, who's here as well. Guys, this was great. This is my new favorite mini episode out of 350 or however friggin' many of these things we've done. Gilbert, you want to mangle those names and take us home?
Yes. Well, we've had on Kevin Dougherty and Daryl Mayeski.
Look at that.
Owner and publisher of Scream Magazine with two E's.
Thank you.
And this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal obsession.
He remembered your name, but not David McCallum's.
Yes. I don't know what that means.
That means a lot. Thank you, boys. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Tom. This was a joy.
Agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces you may find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, careful what you say. Don't give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Sunning on the Riviera one day, then bleeding in a Bombay alley next day. And if the wrong word slips while kissing persuasive lips, odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name. Only got a number, secret agent man. They've taken away your name. Secret agent, secret agent. He is a spy, secret agent, bleeding in a Bombay alley, kissing every Sue and Sally. Secret agent, secret agent.